Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out our social media platforms. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies through the mainstream media, as you just heard once again. And with that said, you can also go over to Before It's News. We're on the front page. Go ahead and click onto the social media platform and join us on Top Chat, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what we're talking about right now is Americans. There would be no Joe Biden to deal with today if he was impeached and prosecuted. And, of course, during the break, I get some of you bright ones out there. And, again, we're talking about the squeaky wheel, right, that say, you know what, you can't impeach or prosecute those who are brought, that are bought by their money. Really? So, in other words, what Robin's saying is here, we're just going to stand back, all 300 million of us, and let 545 criminals be bought and paid for as they continuously destroy everything concerning our up-and-coming posterity. Boy, that's quite different than what our forefathers did, isn't it? Oh, you know it is. You know, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. And we got these bright light bulbs like Robin here who says, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. In other words, Robin's saying, just like a politician, we love our freedom so much, let someone else sacrifice for our freedoms, right, Rob? Right? You sicken me. You're a part of the problem. You don't deserve the freedoms that you have, period. I asked the question during the last segment, and by the way, we're going to get to more of this in just a moment. I'm going to play some video by Joe Biden. I asked the question, what are your thoughts of Joe Biden being in office right now? Well, I got Dan from Ohio. Thanks for holding over with me, Dan. Go ahead and finish your point, my friend.
Well, if I could, when you're talking about Biden, there's been 51 executive orders he signed, and
yep.
I just got to bring this up. The power of the executive order came under the Bush administration, and one of the biggest cheerleaders of executive orders was none other than Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh yep. was a huge supporter of the Patriot Act also. But bringing that up.
Yeah, no, Dan, you know, hang on a second. You're saying some good things here. So, you know, for all the people, and I would wish this on nobody, but it was amazing to me when I just merely touched on the topic of Rush Limbaugh being one of the main purporters and advocators of continuously fueling that which is unconstitutional, namely the two-party systems, driving a wedge in between the left and the right, which does not constitutionally exist. Nobody did that more than Rush Limbaugh. And you should have seen the people come out after me. Oh, Bradley, who are you to judge? I'm not a judge. I'm just giving you the judge's word, and you don't like what the judge's word has to say. And the people, that what they do is they create a God, Dan, that looks just like them, and he's not the God of the Bible. And then they go out and they try to deceive everybody else to believing that this is Jesus. No, it is not Jesus. Jesus is the one that told us to beware of it in Mark 8:15. So you're saying some good things here. I totally agree with what you just said. What's your second point?
Well, and going back on that, you know, and I consider myself conservative, but I'm not going to label myself a Republican. Because the last three Republican administrations we've had has been just as tyrannical as the Democrats.
That's right.
And they do everything that the Democrats, that they say the Democrats are going to do.
Yep.
Under Daddy Bush, we got unconstitutional wars. Under
yep.
GW, we got, you know, the Patriot Act. The
more unconstitutional wars. Yep.
Yeah, basically the Bill of Rights dismantled. And then under Trump, we get his lockdowns and Operation Warp Speed. And bringing that up, this is the last point I'll bring up. do my best to talk to friends and family to encourage them not to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
And just to show you how this works, you know what their answer always is? Well, you know, Trump was for the vaccine, so
yep,
they have
yep.
to
it's over. Sick. It's idolatry, and it sickens me to the core, my friend. I know. I feel sorry for people. Listen, I just watched Dr. Sherry Tenpenny during an interview, and she was with another nurse, I believe, throughout this interview. And they were talking about the dangers of the vaccinations. And they were also talking about how the American people have the information they need if they want it. Okay? She said,
right.
If people take the vaccination, this nurse said, I told my mother, if you take the vaccination having known and been given the information that you've been given, she said, I'm going to show some hard love. Because you already know that this government, the only government ever that I know of that has given a pass to vaccine companies concerning the possibility of one of the 400 adverse side effects or maybe even take your life. She said to her mother, if you take that, you're all on your own because there's nothing you can do to take it back to them. I don't have time to care for you. You know not to take it, but if you take it, you're on your own. That's what we have to say, Dan, out of hard love today because people have the information. If they don't want the information, then they are going to have to suffer the consequences, my friend.
Right. There is no reversing the effects of
that's
this
right.
genetic altering that this is. This is not a vaccine. This is a genetic weapon used on us. And these people just can't see it.
Yeah.
But, hey, you got a great show. Hey, one other good thing. I tell you what, I love your shirts. I have every one of your shirts, and they are great conversation starters.
Oh, they are.
Bad or
amen.
But
hey,
I
Dan.
Wear them all the time.
Amen. And I want to say this to you because you brought that up unsolicited. I want people to understand that these shirts, these dog tags, these coffee cups, these are things that the listeners across the country have asked for. Okay, so we're just responding to your request. We're not making a golden calf here. We're not making the House of Prayer a den of thieves. No, that's the whole reason we did it, Dan, is because we knew that if we put this on a shirt or a cup, it's going to stir up a conversation, and that's what needs to happen. We need to begin to have conversations with you, with each other, my friend. And obviously, it's working for you.
All right. Well, hey, God bless you, and thanks for everything you do, Bradley.
Thank you, Dan. I totally appreciate you, too, my friend. I got Jeremy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Jeremy?
Hello. Thank you. Yeah, it seems like we're being set up for a cultist type of ruler worship with this unity first, this unity above all else idea, because as long as they have the people unified and united, then that makes it easier for them to implement their criminal policies and agendas. And in order to achieve this goal of preformed unity, what would supposedly be required is for a large portion of American society to be deprogrammed in order to cleanse people of certain ideas and beliefs that might be regarded as being embedded in a cultist type of mindset. But this would merely serve to lay the groundwork, because ultimately, in order to bring people more into alignment with the current administration's plan, the main objective would be societal reprogramming, consisting of the mass indoctrination of an alternate set of ideas and beliefs, which itself could indicate the implementation of a cultist type of mindset.
Okay, Jeremy.
That was a mouthful. I'm sorry.
I'm with you, Jeremy. That's okay. That's okay. I totally appreciate it. I got a hard break that came up real quick. Folks, thank you, Jeremy, from Minnesota.
Yeah.
I got to take this video. After this break, I got to play this video. I got to play this audio of what took place back in 1988 that caused Joe Biden to drop out. It's a video that's resurfaced. And, folks, I'm telling you what. For your own good, you need to pay attention to the signs because the fruit doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree now, does it?
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Back. I just want to respond to some of the things that I'm seeing people talk about on Top Chat right now about masks. You do know that 80% of the people that are getting sick are the ones that are wearing masks. I just wanted to make sure you understood, when you hear the mainstream media, this administration, or those that are selling you the virus, the same ones selling you the vaccination, are telling you what direction to go, you better look the other direction. Because they're, folks, I'm not exaggerating or embellishing the things that I'm telling you here. I'm giving you it directly from them. Martin Luther said one time he wished he would turn blue in his face trying to get people to hear the truth concerning what's going on here. For all of you people that are caught up on the mask, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I got to get to Joe Biden real quick and then Bill Gates again. It tells you on the box they don't work. And then you have the mainstream media telling you they work. They're calling the manufacturers of the masks liars. And why are they calling them liars? Because it doesn't line up with their criminal conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. Well, that's a little too far. Oh, no. No, it's not far enough. Because people that are convinced to take the vaccination, you should see what's going on over in Germany right now. You should see the statistics of the death tolls and the effects, the after effects and adverse effects of the vaccinations going on in the UK right now. They are not telling you the truth of the matter. That's why we're here. This is what we do. As I've said a million times, I'm telling this to the new listener, I don't like being lied to, man. And we've been lied to for a long time by the same people that some people are listening to today. And I'm sick and tired. And it's criminal. Freedom of speech doesn't give them the right to lie, to steal, to kill, to destroy, to propagandize. No, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. And if you think that's over the top, go try drive 70 to 55 and tell me how that works out for you. What I want to do is I want to get over to this video of Joe Biden. Back in 1988, Joe Biden was in fact busted for lying and plagiarism. Now, again, I'm giving it to you directly from them. Many of these videos have been expunged. They've been censored. They've been scrubbed by big tech companies. But we at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we uploaded many of them to make sure that you would always have it. Over the last couple weeks, many of you that listen to me know that 2 months ago, YouTube pulled my page down with millions of views on it. They said what we were telling the people, the truth, goes against their policy. Exactly. Isaiah 5:20. These are the people that are trying to put light for darkness, darkness for light, the truth for the lie, and the lie for the truth. They're demonic. They're reprobate. And in many, many cases, they are literally satanic. Okay? But when I went through 840 pages of broken links because YouTube pulled down those videos, I went through every single article of mine on sonsoflibertymedia.com, every single one of them. And the videos that were scrubbed by big tech companies over and over and over again shows you, folks, nothing short of criminal activity on of a plethora of issues and topics where they have lied to you and where we stood up and we exposed them for what they've lied about. So when I'm telling you that the media has a long history of covering for conspirators, it's true. You can challenge me at any time. If I'm up to par on the topic, I would love to take you to task. And if I'm not, I would do my due diligence to bring you to task if in case or in fact they are lying to you. Because they lie. Folks, you know what the problem is that we're having in this country? And I'm not going to leave it with the problem. The problem that the American people are having is these people, the bad guys, they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. That's the problem that you're having. So let's go over to Joe Biden. Let's get back to this. And I want you to see this video of Joe Biden, who dropped out of a 1988 race when he was busted for plagiarism, lying in plagiarism. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife is sitting out there in the audience?
This is incredible.
The first in her family to ever go to college.
Wave Gladys, the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university.
German.
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground. And then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
The notion that every thought or notion or idea you'd have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think is, quite frankly, ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
You know, I was thinking on the way over here. Now, that's a little too much, because as you point out, what's behind the words? What's there? And a lot of people, the rap on Biden has always been that it's just a surface.
I should have said, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock.
Yeah, when he's
caught. The only time I didn't, and all the times I've ever used it.
But CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
Yep. It reappeared in the New York Times with a new
charge
that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
For the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
Mm-hmm. He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
He was given an F.
So ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. Plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that.
the great imitator.
You don't steal verbatim, or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Is it a wise idea, though, to take something that personal, anyway, from another politician and try and appropriate it to your own campaign?
I think it was a stupid thing to appropriate material that was really very personal, that was someone else's.
Most people didn't know who he was, you know, Joe Biden, and now they're going to say, oh, yeah, he's the guy who plagiarized.
That's a lot of people.
First.
Now he's the president, right? Or at least that's what you're told.
He looks like a Joe Biden wind-up doll with somebody else's words coming out.
If they're going to do things that are stupid as well as immoral, then they're probably too dumb to have the job of president.
The voters are going to have to decide whether he was dishonest or dumb.
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of the law school class.
You can't make it up, man.
From college,
they just...
And that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Okay. Newsweek says Biden actually
That's good. Hey, folks, this is what these people are banking on, that you're going to be ignorant enough to submit to this guy. And if you submit to his unconstitutional, un-American, illegal activities, it's exactly what they've been aiming for. But again, I want to remind everybody the importance of justice, which guards our liberties. If he would have, the American church, loved God enough, back in 1988, they would have not only impeached him as a senator, Article 2, Section 4, but they would have also went over to Article 1, Section 3, and they would have prosecuted him for plagiarism and for lying. But did they? Of course not. Now, the up-and-comings have to deal with the crimes that their parents left off. So here we are. See, why is prevention better than cure? Well, I don't think I have to share that with the American people today, friends, because had, again, Biden been dealt with, we wouldn't be talking about a Joe Biden right now, and every other politician would have been afraid to break the laws that Joe Biden was actually guilty of, because they would have seen that the American people wouldn't put up with it anymore. That's how you change your country. That's how you honor God, and that's how you honor the veterans that fought, bled, dying in third world countries as to what you're dealing with in this country today. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is working hard to get support for his coronavirus relief package. He went to Kalamazoo, Michigan to tour a Pfizer facility. The president says that more vaccines are coming.
Because we work together, we're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. That doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
Back-to-back winter storms across much of the country is hampering some coronavirus vaccine shipments. 6 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been temporarily delayed. In Texas, grid operators say most customers have power again and the rolling blackouts are now not needed. This following a week of record cold, snow, and ice that triggered power outages. This is USA Radio News. The back-to-back storms have made an impact nationally on coronavirus vaccine distribution. Appointments have been delayed or canceled in many areas because of shipping problems due to snow. Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID-19 response, tells ABC it's getting better.
Yesterday was a very good day. We shipped over 4.5 million doses, so we caught up a lot.
On Friday, President Biden toured a Pfizer facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan, that's manufacturing vaccines. He also talked about his stimulus package worth almost $2 trillion. He addressed Republicans who say that's too much money.
Let me ask them, what would they have me cut? What would they have me leave out? Should we not invest $20 billion to vaccinate the nation?
On Friday, House Democrats released the full text of their 591-page bill. It includes an increase of the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. It's expected to pass the House sometime next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Yeah, I just had a guy on a social media platform just now, and it was really good what he said. This is the new mantra. Love your president and hate your country. This is what the powers that are tolerated are indoctrinating you with. Love the president, hate your country. It's exactly right. To your own destruction. Because that's what's happening. Love your president, hate your country. This is exactly what they want to indoctrinate you into doing. Boy, Joe Biden is an exact standard as to show you how far Americans will bow themselves down. Well, I'm just here to tell you that you can oppress a people for so long before they stand up, and I'm telling you what, they keep pushing the envelope, and they're making a whole lot of folks angry, aren't they? Oh, you know they are. You know that they are, friends. I got a video that Bill Gates didn't want you to see, which has resurfaced. I want you to remember before I play this audio, this video on social media platforms, I want you to remember that Satan is the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so you can understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. His minions do the same exact thing. Now, Bill Gates, the defiant and murdering, okay, as you'll see, the cunning and deceptive, okay, the wicked and the hellbound minion of Satan himself, literally, unqualified, as I've said, unlicensed, as I've said, and unelected, as I've said, somehow or another has been given permission to drive the narrative on the virus, and in the end, it is to drive the people to the vaccinations, which they are withholding concerning the adverse side effects statistically from your eyes and your ears. Now, keep in mind, Bill Gates, the one that accuses anti-vaxxers, pay attention to this because they're going to do more of this in the up-and-coming days, weeks, and months. The one that accuses anti-vaxxers of being the responsible party for killing children. You must remember, his father was a board member for Planned Parenthood, who himself is also a staunch supporter of Planned Parenthood, is going so far as expanding their operation programs with his $1.7 million contribution. But he wants you to believe that he's the good guy. He wants you to believe that if you don't take his vaccination, which he's profiting from, as you'll see and hear in just a moment, but he wants to make sure that you understand that he's the good guy. And anybody that doesn't succumb to him, well, those are the bad guys. This is what they want you to believe, okay? Bill Gates is the one responsible for stating, as I played for you during the first segment, I'm just going to reiterate it, men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice. Moses, Moses, Abraham, Samuel, Samuel, so on and so forth. Moses, Moses. Right? He's the one that said the world has a 6.8 billion people in it. As you heard, that's headed up to about 9 billion, 3 billion window between 6 and 9. He wants to lower it back down. He said if we do a really great job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, we could lower that. A good job to him is lowering the world population. He said it all by himself. Judah, can you just go play that again for us, please? It's like what, 20 seconds in case someone just jumped on with us? I want you to hear it come out of his mouth for yourselves. Listen to what he said.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, so you heard himself say what I just quoted. And keep in mind, during the first segment, I also showed you that there are many mainstream outlets, okay, propaganda outlets, that are telling you that what I just told you is not true. But they do this all the time, so this should come as no surprise to any one of us. Okay? It's exactly what he said. Exactly what he said. And you heard him say it. So what I want to do is I want to jump over to deleted Bill Gates documentary, which has now been revived. And for some reason or another, some of these big tech companies, they wanted to censor this video. Why? Why are they censoring doctors that are calling Bill Gates out for what he has said, what he's responsible for doing in profiting from these vaccinations? Well, the media will say that what I'm telling you right now is a lie. No, I'm here to tell you right now, they've sold their souls to the likes of this devil that you're about to hear and in some cases see. This is a deleted Bill Gates documentary, which again has been revived and it's resurfaced. And I want you to see for yourself as to what I'm talking about so you can hear and see for yourselves. Go ahead and play that.
We're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Listen to what this guy's saying. Incredible.
Gates' business strategies came under fire in 1998 when the United States Department of Justice sued Microsoft for antitrust violations.
This is take three of the videotaped deposition of Bill Gates.
During the 18-month trial, Gates gave hours of videotaped testimony.
What were the non-Microsoft browsers that you were concerned about in January of 1996?
That month.
Yes, sir.
And what about it?
What non-Microsoft browsers were you concerned about in January of 1996?
He's stonewalling.
I don't know what you mean, concerned.
What is it about the word concerned that you don't understand?
He's trying to think of how to get out of what he's in trouble for, friends.
I'm not sure what you mean by it.
The Justice Department has charged Microsoft with engaging in anti-competitive and exclusionary practices.
This is Bill Gates, friends.
To maintain its monopoly in personal computer operating systems.
In a move to overshadow the negative press, Gates invested $100 million to set up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Overnight, Bill Gates transformed his public image from ruthless tech monopolizer to the world's most generous philanthropist.
I'm pleased to announce that we're pledging an additional $1 billion to this.
We had the chance to witness Bill Gates 2.0, the man you don't know.
The rebranding campaign paid off. His net worth swiftly doubled, earning Bill Gates the title of richest man in the world.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. It kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
In a Wall Street essay, Bill Gates declared vaccines the best investment I've ever made.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
The Gates Foundation expanded rapidly into a massive, vertically integrated, multinational corporation, controlling every step in a supply chain that reaches from its Seattle-based boardrooms to the villages of Africa and Asia.
Is the world's largest private philanthropy causing harm? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made millions of dollars each year from companies blamed for many of the same social and health problems the foundation seeks to address. The Gates Foundation has investments in 69 of the worst polluting companies in the U.S. and Canada. Other companies in the foundation's portfolio have been accused of transgressions, including forcing thousands of people to lose their homes, supporting child labor, defrauding and neglecting patients in need of...
Forced compliance, forced compliance. Just like today, forced compliance.
William H. Gates III and Melinda French Gates.
As a top donor to both the WHO and the CDC, no one man has more power than Bill Gates to influence and control the health and medical freedom of all people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
This will be the new normal until a vaccine is developed.
Until we find a vaccine, going back to normal.
Force compliance, friends.
At risk.
We need to produce it and to deploy it in every
single corner of the world. These are world global representatives
that
sold their soul to Bill Gates.
Development of new vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics.
All over the world. Same narrative. Same exact words. Just like the media, useful idiots.
We're thinking about what that's going to be. It's all part of this plan.
Our military is now being mobilized. So
Trump's the one that gave him way.
We're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Yep. That's right.
Listen. In 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, granting total immunity to vaccine manufacturers. After a decade of lawsuits related to vaccine injuries and deaths, vaccine makers were going bankrupt. In a move to coerce policymakers, vaccine companies threatened to stop making vaccines until they could be legally shielded from liability. To this day, when someone is injured or killed as the result of an adverse reaction, it is the U.S. taxpayers that pay for the damages.
That's right.
Welcome back. Were several Indian tribal girls used as guinea pigs?
One more point.
The report alleges that two American pharma giants, untested vaccine was administered to thousands of tribal girls without proper study and paperwork.
Bill Gates.
India was among the hardest hit after Bollywood celebrities were incentivized by the Gates Foundation to urge the public to submit to mass vaccinations. In 2009, tribal children were administered the HPV vaccine. Over 24,000 girls were told they were being given wellness shots, in many cases without the informed consent of a parent or a guardian.
The people that were administering these vaccines lied to the guardians of these girls and told the girls, oh, this is going to cure cancer, you're never going to have cancer. And these girls became severely injured. Some of them developed seizures, some of them developed cancer. And seven girls died. And there was
same
no
thing happening today in America,
no
friends.
There was no assistance for them. And the Gates Foundation denied that it had been clinical trials. And it was so bad that the parliament in India created a task force, they studied it, and they kicked out the Gates Foundation.
But India is a barbaric country. Things happen here in a very barbaric way.
Okay, so what they found, friends, you can go ahead and fade that out, Judah. We got one more segment. I'm going to take some more phone calls if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is Bill Gates. And I want to remind people, Donald Trump gave $3.5 billion on the COVID-19 relief bill 1 week before he left office to Bill Gates' vaccination organization and propaganda outlets.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment. I'm going to basically take your phone calls. We have Diana calling from Illinois. What say you, Diana? Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you, kiddo. Diana. I can't get Diana up right now. Sorry about that. Diana, I don't know what's going on there. There seems to be an issue with what's going on there. Looks like it's reloading right now. I'll do my best to pull you right back up. I see a lot of people are confused as to the issue with Donald Trump. Donald Trump gave $3.5 billion in the COVID-19 relief bill. And by the way, much of that money, the $1 trillion that was signed off, went to foreign enemies. It's a redistribution of wealth is what it was. And it went to our enemies, not only on a foreign basis, but it also went $3.5 billion went to Gavi, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates' organization, to further solidify what they're attempting to finish as to what you Americans and you on a global basis have allowed them to advocate. Because if the American people, if people on a global basis would have stood up against it right away, it would have never gotten as far as it has today. Just for the record, I want to make clear that everybody understands. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Diana. I got you, right?
I got you now.
You there? Okay. What say you?
I say that Bill Gates and Donald Trump are both guilty of rebranding themselves. This seems to be a popular theme of most of the popular people today. They have rebranded themselves from one person to being somebody that they're not. They've been born again into wickedness. However, the worst thing is, okay, so those that want the vaccine and think that Bill Gates is this wonderful savior to save them from the germ.
I know.
The opposite is true for, like, even the blinded Christian people who have also put Trump on a pedestal because of their own covetousness and making America great again, and by his great swelling words of vanity had completely blinded them into falling into sin, just like that of Balaam.
Yep.
Where when they're willing to preach something that's contrary to what God's word is for personal gain, there's always going to be a problem. And what is happening still to this day is that many Christians are still waiting for Trump to reclaim his position or have a military takeover, as if this were a good thing.
Yeah, it's a psyop. It's a psyop.
I'm totally reminded of what's written in 2 Peter 2 that says, a dog is turned to his own vomit again.
Yep.
As if the dog didn't just eat his vomit once. He'd do it again.
Oh, yeah.
And the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. And the problem is that because of biblical illiteracy, Christians who claim that they are children of God continue to easily slip into the error and are led astray because they think, this person's promising me that America's me great again. It's just, it's a word of vanity. It's a lofty expression, which means that it sounds great, but it doesn't have any sense or anything behind it.
That's right. Can I say something now, Diana, really quick?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I want to try to have a conversation here.
All right, yes.
Well, I had another guy call in from Louisiana today. It's like, come on, man, let me say something. Listen carefully.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rebranding. I just did this. I just showed the people how Bill Gates and how Joe Biden have rebranded themselves because the people failed to deal with them when they were busted for their crimes back in the 80s and in the 90s. Now we're dealing with a full onslaught of the same people because the people in this country failed to bring justice upon their heads because they have been led by the ignorant conservatives of the day to believe that they're above the law. And this is exactly what they've been doing. This is why I continuously say it's important to feed on the bread of life. Our conversation, now I'm making another point. Our conversation is to become the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting, the people that support the very people that you're condemning right now, and rightfully so, they are the people that call themselves Christians. And I got one question for you, since I got you on the line, Diana. How many times do you hear people advocate, these people that are destroying their country, how many times have you heard from the professors, any one of them use the word of God in actually advocating for what they're purporting? How can they justify what they're supporting with Scripture? Have you ever heard them use the Word of God in doing so? Have you ever heard the Word of God even referenced in those conversations when they're talking about how great Trump was or how Bill Gates is our leader or Anthony Fauci or the WHO or the CDC concerning the topics today? Have you ever heard the Word of God brought up in conversation?
No, I haven't. If the Word of God is brought in, it has been twisted to none effect.
Exactly.
And what is...
Thou shalt not judge. Thou shalt not judge. Yeah. I'm just giving you the judge's word.
Oh, yeah. And Romans 13, do as your leaders tell you. Obey immediately without question.
Yeah.
We have biblical illiterates in the pulpits.
Yep.
That were not put there by God. They put themselves there as a job, or put there by a board of directors, or put there by some, I don't know, government psyop. Who knows?
No doubt.
These men they're phony and fakes, and if we as Christians are biblically illiterate, we will not recognize them. This is why we are to be sober and vigilant. This is why the priests had to be sober, so they could inspect the animals and look for any blemishes and spots. And if we are not looking for blemishes and spots, and we are overlooking that which is not right and letting it slide because we are greedy in our own hearts, going, yeah, we're going to have a great job, we're going to do all these wonderful things, and our heart is not aimed at God first, we are doomed for failure. And what is really needed, I believe, is a grand national repentance before we can even dare go before the Lord.
Amen.
We need to all be on our faces before the Lord in repentance for our own idolatry and our own covetousness and our own pride.
Amen. I appreciate that, Dinah, very much. For the sake of time, we're coming down. I'm going to take another phone call here in just a moment. It's called the COVID Relief Bill. Just for those that were still wondering, wanted to back it up with facts. Here it is. ABC reported that the bill Donald Trump signed had very little to do with COVID-19. The bill contains $85.5 million for assistance for Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt, the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment. $25 million of that bill that Donald Trump signed a week before he left office went for the democracy and gender programs in Pakistan. $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. $40 million for the Kennedy Center in D.C., which is not even open for business. $1 billion went to the Smithsonian, an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art, and $3.5 billion of that COVID-19 relief bill went to Gavi, Bill, and Melinda Gates' organization. Just wanted to make clear, I'll take it, and I will post it right now on social media platforms. If you want to argue with facts, you can go ahead and do it all by yourself, because there they are, how you justify that. You can't. And the bottom line is you're stuck with it now. Guess who pays for that? You do, all you Trump worshipers. So there, you can have it. We got Mark calling in from Tennessee. Mark, can you do me a favor and make it really quick? I got about 2 minutes left, and I got one more thing to do, but thank you for calling in. What say you, my friend?
Sure thing. I'm framing a house right now, but I'm listening to your program. You're doing a great job. I just wanted to call out to all the female conservatives. I want them to stand up.
Oh, okay. Steph, you want to jump over here? Folks, we got 2 minutes left. I don't know exactly what that was all about, but I guess he said what he wanted to say, and here we are, setting the record straight again. Steph, you got about 1 minute. Sorry about that.
No problem. Well, we thank all of you who support our ministry and our work. You know, what we're doing not only on a national scale, but an international scale. And I think that as you listen to the radio program, I was just reading over some of the comments that we get where they're saying, thank you for your video clips. I don't know where you get them, but they're awesome. Keep standing, brother. Your show's fantastic. All these different things that we hear all the time is because people are getting the truth straight from the Word of God, and they're getting the truth and the answers that they need to go out and do something about the problems that we see. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to be able to help us literally spread the word all across America and to more people. Now is definitely not the time to be passive with what we see going on in our nation today. If ever there was a time to stand up, it is now. We need to always stand, but with everything going on in our world today, we need to make sure that we are shining the light of truth and keeping that torch of freedom ablaze for our posterity to come. So please go to the Spread the Word button and become a son or daughter of liberty. Support what we do on a monthly basis, or you can give a one-time donation. All your donations are tax deductible. We cannot tell you how much we appreciate your support. As Bradley always says, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in, one day and 23 hours. See ya.
See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.